Hello, dear friends. We are starting our webinar, and in the studio, as usual, Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman. I am Semyon Vinokur, and here is Boris Belotsurkovsky, and we're starting this very important topic. What does a person's future depend on? Dr. Leitman, what does a person's future depend on? Dr. Leitman, certainly the future interests everyone, without a doubt. What can we do with that? The future is such a matter where at each and every moment it penetrates into the present. And it stops being the future and it becomes the present. Therefore, the future is always connected to us. And therefore, it determines the present a lot, even though we know that if something happens in the future, even though it will happen not now, but in the future, in any case, we already look forward to it, we expect it, and relate to it in our present state, especially with our moods, our attitude to life, etc. So the future is a very influential factor in our lives. Semyon, that's what differentiates between us and animals, right? Dr. Leitman, animals do feel the future, but not like the person. And they're not so influenced by it. There is such an article of Bala Sulam's.
От чего зависит будущее человека?
Shamati, article 26. What does one's future depend on? The person's future depends on how he directs himself in the present, because truly there is no future. When we live passively, so we define the present. We define the future, that what kind of future will there be, how the future depends on others, what kind of circumstances will bring about what kind of future. So there is no real future, but we can somehow speak about it because there we are in a state, in a time where there's transformations that take place in us. But if I'm in the present, so then in a precise manner I can invert myself into such a creation where there will be no future. In our world, it doesn't sound so surprising that you have no future. When you say that to a person, that kills him. It's not the case with the wisdom of Kabbalah. You have no future because you yourself will create it. Take it and create it. Create the picture, and that's what will be. And when will it be that way? Whenever you want it to be that way. Meaning, after we understand that there is no past, present, future, that really there is no world, that it is all depicted according to our qualities on the background of the white light. So what does it mean that what does a person's future depend on? It depends on the person himself and not on some pathos that, yes, it depends on the person, he creates his future. No, not that way, but simply each person, out of the knowledge of this algorithm, the influence upon himself, creates himself and the future. Because his inner vessels, his desires, are those which create the person himself. And all the other external desires create the external world. And as such, the person creates by himself in the world. Therefore, the future depends only on the person. With all the elements and details in him. But it's not simple reaching that. We can reach that, and one day we will be capable of doing that. But in the meantime, it is in the framework of this popular science. Semyon, is it possible to solve those algorithms of our fate? if I can solve our future. Dr. Leitman, fate? Yeah, what's with that? Semyon, when something is written in my destiny that something is going to happen to me. Dr. Leitman, what does it mean that something's meant for you? Nothing's written for you in the beginning. Nothing. There are states where you will that you will, out of necessity, need to pass through them. They will reveal to you gradually. They already exist. Because there is no past, present, and future. It is all in relation to your attitude. It exists, and nothing beyond that. And in the eternal and whole system of nature, these states are equal in value. You don't even need to be a Kabbalist. You just need to understand physics a little bit. Einstein wrote about such states about 100 years ago. 100 years ago, right. Where time is a function of our states. And there is nothing determined in and of itself that the line of time passes and that's all. Like how Newton defined, time is absolute, where you can have a clock and the clock will tick and the distances between each ticks will be the seconds. There is no such thing. Everything is determined only in relation to your state, and even more so. But we'll leave that for the time being. How, in general, do we come to all that? Yeah, because here it is written, the Lord is high and the low will see. In Hebrew, it is Ram Hashem and Shafel Yireh. The Lord is high and the low will see. It's a lot shorter than Russian because Hebrew prefers these shorter ways of writing things. The Lord is high, meaning that the Creator is great, and only the low will see. Meaning that only the low can see the greatness. Why is he low? But we're speaking about the opposite, that the attainment of the Creator. Sorry. The attainment of the Creator takes place in connection with equivalence of form with the Creator. So if I feel the Creator, I as if see him. So that turns out that I am equal to him. What does that mean? If I become low and only the low will see, so what does that mean, that the Creator is also low? So what is this sentence? Where the Lord is high and the low will see. That only the low can see the greatness. Bala Sulam explains. He says, the letters Yakar, precious, are the letters Yakir, will know. It means that as much as something is precious to a person, to that extent, he will know. Meaning, it's not in the value of, there is no absolute value in a thing, but it's only according to the value it is in relation to us, how precious it is to us. So only according to the importance of the thing, a person is impressed. And his impression brings a feeling in the heart. And according to the measure of one's recognition of the importance, that they know and recognize that importance, to that same extent, joy is born in him. Meaning, joy is a result of greatness, of some object or event. Therefore, if one knows one's lowness, that one is not more privileged than his contemporaries, meaning that he sees that there are many people in the world who are not given the strength or understanding of where they live, why they live, who they were born for and for what. Even in the smallest measure, even in the simplest of ways, meaning they are in a degree below this person, they're not even in any intention to be in connection with this force. He's even in an egoistic force, in an egoistic intention, sorry. And the Creator didn't make any step toward such people. Even the preparation for the preparation of the clothing of Kedusha, of sanctity, while he was imparted the desire and the thought to nevertheless occasionally do the work of the Creator, even in the simplest possible way, to be in that same system with him, to be impressed by him, to feel him somewhat, to be in some kind of mutuality with the Creator. Even in the simplest possible way. And if one can appreciate the importance of it, the relationship of the Creator to him, it doesn't matter what attitude, good or bad, it depends on how a person feels that. But if a person values such connection, so then he can give praise and be grateful to the Creator, because that is the truth. Meaning that we are incapable of appreciating the importance of being able to sometimes keep some desire of the Creator, to be in any kind of mutual movement toward each other, even without any special intent that is demanded from us, that will be similar to him. But even in that state, where I'm simply reminded that I have a connection with him, and that connection he also has now, so then I already come to the feeling of joy in the heart. Despite the fact that I'd want more than that, but the fact that I have connection and the Creator wants connection, so that joy from that, that's already supposed to fulfill us. And afterward, when we start recognizing that we and the Creator are in such a connection, then we receive an additional opportunity. I can expand this connection on calculation that I can praise the one that I have connection with, as much as that connection appears great to me. Really, we're incapable of appreciating the connection between us and the Creator, and as much as it appears that it's great to us, to that extent I will have that connection. And I myself am impressed with that feeling of the connection. I'm always rising to a higher degree of gratitude and recognition of the importance of the thing. Then I start feeling all the details of the spiritual work of that connection between us. I understand and attain who I have that connection with, and accordingly I attain more and more details, attainments, particulars of that connection. Therefore, the person with such exertion and such effort, even with the smallest possible connection he has, he comes in contact with the greatest of the great Creator. That's what Bala Sulam says in short about the future of a person. Meaning, the future of a person depends on how much a person praises his connection with the Creator, how much a person appreciates that. Even in minimal levels of mutuality. Simeon says, I thank thee for the grace that thou hast made with me, meaning for the past, and by this one can confidently say, and he does say, and that thou will do with me. Dr. Leitman, yes, you need to praise the connection with the Creator in the past, the present, and the future, and from that a person reaches an appreciation of that connection, which is a more elated appreciation. Boris, question. When I, in the present moment, think about the Creator as the source of this feeling, of this state, does that determine my future? Dr. Leitman, yes. I already develop an attitude to the source. I'm locked on it. And then I can take that connection, which started as a small connection, and expand it, meaning to come to a full connection, a mutual connection. Semyon, a student from India. A question. Is it wise to think and live only for the present moment and not to think about the future? It's the most wise thing not to think about the future, because the reality is that there is no future. There is a present that renews at every moment, and that is the future, that present which renews at every moment. And I live and want to live only in that state. The illusion of the past, present, and future, I cannot take that to all kinds of imaginary angles. I feel what I feel now, and in the next moment, I myself create my feelings. Precisely that is called the creation of the next world. Boris, in continuation of that question, is there any benefit in thinking about the future from the present? Dr. Leitman, why shouldn't I think about it? I am the one who creates it. I'm the one who calls it the future. The next moment is the future. Usually we call the future something which will happen and which will come to us by itself without our participation. That's the future, right? And when we create it in a gradual way, so that's not the future. That's the most present. Semyon. There is a question from Apostira. You say that the future depends on us. If our destiny is made from the beginning, how can we understand that? Dr. Leitman, our destiny is prevented from the beginning. I'll explain what I mean. The matter is that we all, out of necessity, need to reach the state called Gmar Tikkun, the end of correction. That state is determined from the beginning. Even more so, we already exist in it. Right now, we exist in it. Now, we need to implement that future, to attract ourselves to it. So just as we draw ourselves to it, that depends on us, either in a fast way or in a slow way. If we ourselves yearn for that, or are we pressured to reach that unwantingly? But that state exists. It's a state that we existed in before the shattering of our vessel, the shattering of our soul, and that is the state that we need to reach. So that state is determined from the beginning, and we cannot escape from that. Everyone will need to grasp onto his place in that future state, me, you, all of us in it. Semyon, so that path to it exists, right? Dr. Leitman, the path? No. The path through which we reach that future state, which exists from the beginning, that state, right? So the path to that state doesn't exist. That precisely depends on us. That is what depends on us. And what depends on us is how fast we can exit toward that goal, how fast we can attain that goal, how comfortably we'll go through to that goal, and how we'll reach that final goal, that full, final, complete system where the Creator fills it in his upper light. That is the state that we need to reach. Semyon, question. You always say that Reshimot exists in a person, which is something that already exists in him. Dr. Leitman, the Reshimot exists in a person. The Reshimot of all the states that a person needs to go through from today until the end. But the person is the one who determines how he'll go through them, fast or slow. comfortably or through blows. That is all. Boris. Continuing, the constant states that I need, the determined states that I need to go through in the future, is that something that I can feel badly? Dr. Lehtman, you don't need to feel them badly. You need to grow from state X to state Y. You need to grow to develop. And your future state is secured. It's already determined that you need to exist in it. The question is how you will reach it. If you don't want to reach it, you will be given blows in order to reach it. You will as if be dragged to that state. It's all in relation to your attitude to that development. Almaty. Question. Good afternoon, Dr. Lehtman. Please say, determining the goal and attaining it, is that concern about a good future? Dr. Lehtman, what is a good future if the goal is already predetermined? The goal is predetermined, right. The question is, how can you reach that future, either by yourself or through that in which you're pressured? How do you reach it? How do you evaluate it? That depends on you. Thank you. Nur Sultan, look at how they're working together. Question. Hello, Dr. Lehtman. I understand that our time is relative to our feeling. Can we then imagine our reality? Let's say,
то есть получается кривая функция,
некоторая
предопределена, можно ее сравнить как, ну, есть судьба.
Imagine some bent kind of function called destiny, and all kinds of circumstances are our, and our choices are what we create. Dr. Lehtman, no. Here it's as if you choose everything. You're given data to begin with, and then the question is how you reach that goal. You choose the next moments, meaning all the future, the next data, you choose that. And the formula by which you progress, all these parabolas, hyperbolas, or a straight line or something else, you're the one who chooses that. Your states today and your intentions are those that determine your path from constant point one to constant point B. You're the one who determines how to go from that, from one to the other. Let's continue. Moscow. Question. Hello. My desire for connection, how much does that determine the future? Am I speaking about that correctly? Dr. Lehtman, it's as if you're speaking correctly. Soon we'll check you. If you're thinking that progress to the goal always goes according to more and more connection in the group, that's called that you're working with the correct formula. And if you implement it, then it's considered as you progressing correctly and even in the most optimal way. Thank you. Semyon says, please prepare questions. We have many questions in the chat. A question from Hamburg. In the beginning of the article, it's written, and the low will see. The question is, what does it mean to see the Creator? What is spiritual vision? Dr. Lehtman, spiritual vision is created such that if I come to correct connection with my friends in the group, then I start seeing in our mutual state, in our mutual connection, a certain scheme, a certain system, a certain formula. That is a form. That is the Creator. That is called the Creator. And that is what is called the revelation of the Creator. In other words, you certainly would have learned what a partsuf is, the intention is my connection with the other friends gives me some configuration of connection, which is called the Creator. Yoshka Ola. Hello, Dr. Leitman. Hello.
Нет, ничего не понял. Говорите, пожалуйста.
I didn't hear anything. If you can speak, try to distance yourself from the microphone a bit. I couldn't hear you. Question. How is it possible to learn to live in the today? Dr. Leitman, how can we learn to live in today? We never live today. Even if I think that I now want something, it's already that I want something to happen in the future. Meaning, in the present, we never live. We constantly live as if in the future. What was exactly the question? How can we learn to live today? We simply need to create today, the day. The spiritual future is built according to connection between us. How much we create more and more and more connection between us, then we more quickly come to future spiritual states, our next spiritual states. If we engage primarily in that, and all the rest of our earthliness we treat as necessity, so then we will feel how in our spiritual state toward which we want to progress, we supply ourselves also with corporeality. The upper light will illuminate us also in corporeality. Thank you very much. Dr. Leitman, we also have Kiev, please. Question. Dr. Leitman, a question about the past. It's interesting this mistake you made about Einstein living 1,000 years ago instead of 100 years ago. So a question is it important in the past, the series of events that took place? Because if Einstein would say differently, the same thought in a different, let's say, 1,000 years ago, would that make a difference? Because it's knowledge of the past, but there's this series of events. In the beginning there were Greeks, and then there were such and such, and then eventually it reached Einstein. Dr. Leitman, I don't think that it could happen at all, because the matter isn't with Einstein, and it's not with all kinds of his contemporaries and that whole period and the radiation they discovered, that radioactive material and that nuclear reaction. Now that's time that plays its role, and it always represents the heroes of the states, whether it's positive, negative. Einstein's not connected to that. He's simply a person, like any one of us, who played his role. Because that's how they directed him, this matter, this biological matter, which is called Einstein. So we don't need to relate to that as a special role in history to all kinds of personalities. And understand, if Einstein would have existed 1,000 years before Einstein, so who would have understood him? Who would he have said all those things to? In any case, even in his period, they didn't think of him as some kind of realistic person. And 1,000 years ago, they would have just burned him on some stake, as it was customary in such a period. Question, please. Please, say, what is the attitude that we need to build toward the past, toward the present, and toward the future in order to progress optimally in the wisdom of Kabbalah and in life itself? Dr. Leitman, what is the attitude that I need to build? On one hand, it's very simple. On the other hand, it's difficult. Simple because I need to, all in all, make it such where I need to imagine to myself all of humanity, the whole world, as one, as a single system, a single structure which is controlled by a single force, an upper force, a good force. And I want to have a positive, equal attitude to that force. I want to enter into it. The moment I will make an effort to adapt myself to that upper force, that's considered as bringing myself to adhesion with the Creator. So then I immediately will start feeling the entirety of humanity as a single system. In general, everyone agrees with that, that it's as if like that, but to feel that and to implement that in my actions, that's what I aim for, even though others just speak about it. So the wisdom of Kabbalah in this situation gives us tools in our hands that we can get involved correctly in this system of nature. In what? In our correct participation. Our correct participation. To the extent that I can be in correct connection with nature, with the upper nature, with the eternal and perfect and good nature, which is in complete connection with all of its parts. So to that same extent, I will reveal that nature and I will feel and understand it, its thought, the system and the formula by which nature works. Question: how can we see this future from the beginning, that future you talk about? Dr. Lehman, that's why you have a group, or you need to create a group if you don't have one, where in it friends will try to reach that state and they will try to implement in that group that state where they as if are all as one, whole. It doesn't mean that you need to be physically connected to others and eat from the same plate, etc. No. You simply need to support each other in a mutual movement to a mutual goal, in order to be concerned about the spiritual life of each other, because the spiritual life of each and every one depends on the other friends in such a group. Therefore, if we will relate to one another in participation, in giving favors to each other, in complimenting and with mutual understanding, then we will be able to feel within ourselves a revelation of the positive force or of the Creator. Thank you. Good. Dr. Lehman, I'm certain it is good. I hope that you will feel that. We will do that. Dr. Lehman, let's move on. Krasnodar. Haven't seen them for a while. A question of a friend. In the present, the future states are defined emotionally. How is it possible to understand those emotions, and how is it possible to look forward to the future? Dr. Lehman, you understand the future is not difficult to picture. The thing is, it shouldn't interest one. We shouldn't need to expect that future. What from that? Let's say you understand a series of events. Let's say if it reveals very clearly before you. What next? It won't make anything easier. It won't make anything easier for you. It'll actually, on the contrary, harm you. If the future will reveal to you, you need to close your eyes and you need to create that for yourself. Maybe I'm not capable of explaining it in a successful and pleasant way right now. I myself am in this week that we went through very intensively of the Passover holiday. But we will still learn that. I think as much as possible, learn the wisdom of Kabbalah. And as such, the future will interest you less. You will understand that you created. Vilnius, please. Good afternoon to all the friends. Dr. Leitman, please say, I listened to the news from the UN, or the Parliament, the European Parliament, and a German there said that he calls for Europe to unite against the Nazis and the egoists. So what does it mean that the society raises questions of egoism, and how do Kabbalists relate to the world thinking about the ego? Dr. Leitman, the fact that the ego of a person, or the ego of society, the ego of the world, is the one single evil force in the world, that's truly the case. Therefore, many psychologists, psychiatrists, educators, particularly important ones, paid attention to that, and they spoke about that for many years. The question is, how? What can we do with the ego? Nothing. Look at your small child, for instance. Go into a kindergarten. Look at how the children argue among each other, hit each other. Look at school as well, among the lower classes. In the higher classes, you see it's more stable. And you just see how small kids from their childhood, 1 year, 2 years old, 3 years old, until the age of three, they don't talk to each other at all. Their ego doesn't let them even come close to one another. They only just want to hold everything in their own hands. Afterward, they already start being in some kind of mutuality, but in an egoistic way. I'm ready to play with another one because it's worthwhile for me. I benefit from that, only in that way. We see that. That's human nature. We see it according to humans that grow up. And then it continues, school, university, life. Everything is built only on benefiting on account of others. That is our healthy ego, and we're incapable of doing anything else. Therefore, we will be forced to make some special steps in order to tame it, soften it, to relate better between us. And our ego is problematic. What was 100 or 200 years ago, today the ego has changed completely in the person. Look at old movies. Let's say from 50 years ago. Look at how those movies were made. Look at what relationships there are there between people. Look at it. It's as if not even people. It's like they're children among each other. Look at how they speak to each other. Look at how they behave. When we look at them, we're impressed by their behavior because the ego is just different. The ego was different, and therefore they are the way they are. And then if in another 100 years our children would look at us, they would think, wow, look at how primitive are our grandparents. Look what interested them in their lives. What do they live for? What for? What attracted them? Look at that. Like little children. That's how it is. Question. Is it possible to ask another question from Vilnius? Dr. Leitman. My whole life, I tried to plan the future, and I achieved what I wanted to achieve. Now we see your plan, and maybe the topic is interesting because people are also planning their future. The question is, we get the topic of the next webinar 2 days before. We're asking if we can have it so that we can have the topic of the next lesson, would you say, let's say a week in advance, so that we can plan our future 1 week in advance. Where they wouldn't, there wouldn't be topics, that'd be interesting topics. Can we do that? Dr. Aitman, I hope we can. Yeah, they're all sitting here, they're all feeling shamed. I'm feeling them. They're all very concerned from that in which way, instead of learning the wisdom of Kabbalah, they will you'll travel to some house and reveal some watermelons there. So I request that you speak with them. Semyon, good question. Way to go. Grisha. Dr. Leitman, okay. We have a question from St. Petersburg. Good afternoon. What does it mean that I need to do everything for the Creator, but that He won't know about it and I won't know about it either? Dr. Leitman. Giulietta, right? This is a super class, the highest class there is. I think we wouldn't be able to understand that right now. We don't need to take such a high peak. Sometimes we speak about such high tendencies, but we need to understand that it's really not in our attainment, within the range of our attainment right now, but we can reach that over time. We will continue gradually, and we'll listen to Rostov. Question. Good evening. You said recently that everyone is living in the future. And in the beginning of the program, you said that there is no future. Can you explain? Dr. Leitman, the thing is, I always, as if, feel myself as if I'm half a step forward, even though I always need to as if think of myself in advance. That's as if you think of yourself in the future, and the future doesn't really exist because I'm the one who determines it. I as if expect it, and on the other hand, I'm the one who determines it. So the wisdom of Kabbalah says simply, if you think that the future in and of itself comes to you, that means that you exist at a animal level. The levels of still vegetative and animate act on you. If you yourself want to determine your future, so please go ahead, do that. But in order to do that, you need to rise to a degree which adapts to that of providence, of control, where you will understand that your future depends on the amount and the extent of connection with others. The more that you're connected to others, then the future will be better, and then time will go faster, and events are much more organized. The more people are in separation between themselves, so then the future is worse, and certainly all the rest comes with that. So we, in our relations, in our attitude to our connection or to the separation between us, through that, that's exactly what we determine our future with. Moscow. Hello. This is my first time asking. I'm happy with this opportunity. I want to try to depict what I'm feeling. The depth of connection with the Creator. Is that determined through my awareness of my lowness? Dr. Leitman. Certainly, depth is determined by that, but not only by that parameter. The depth of your connection with the Creator, you must be basing it on that line where it says, the Lord is high and the low will see. The question is, who is the low? who is the low one. It's that you don't just make yourself low. You need to increase the greatness of the Creator. And then by elevating Him, then you also rise. That's what's most important. Mac Virtual Group. Question. Question from Alexei in Moscow. We build a path between a valley between the future and the present. And in our effort, it depends whether in that valley there will be all kinds of witches and monsters or ones that will help us. Dr. Leitman, yes, you're correct. Only to the extent of our connection between us. The monster, so-called monster that's on the path, that's the ego that enters between us and doesn't let us be in a full connection between us. And to that same extent, we start losing. We fall in its shattering. Boris, a few questions from YouTube. A question from Hungary. There's great connection between the commander, a group of commandos in the army. Do they have some higher value there? Or some higher form of illumination? Dr. Leitman asks, is it a commando of people who are studying with us? Boris, no, just theoretically, a group of commandos in the army. Do they have a special kind of higher connection there? Dr. Leitman, no, there is no foundation. Why would they enter the upper world? They're not building a system that's similar to the Creator. Boris, continuing the question, could there be unconscious adhesion or some kind of states like this? Dr. Leitman, no. Nothing just happens like that. Semyon, what do we do with dreams? If everything's determined from the beginning, should we not dream about anything? Dr. Leitman, dream. Think about coming to the most perfect state in the world. The whole thing is that nature is determined from the beginning. It drags us forward, whether in a good way or in a bad way, through the path of the earth. And that's also written in the Wisdom of Kabbalah. You need to read the articles of Bala Sulam. He speaks about that. And the entire problem is in speeding up this development and making it more comfortable, not just to accelerate it and to jump on a corrupted road, but that you'll be able to drive on a nice and comfortable path on a road there. The thing is that the goal is determined from the beginning and we need to reveal it. Boris, question. Could you say that in that I change my attitude to the past, I also change the past? And in that I change my qualities of the present, so then I change the future? Dr. Leitman, you could put it that way too. In continuing the path, a person changes his definitions. Nur Sultan. Question. I don't understand. There's a fine boundary between the future predetermined state or with emotion. We're speaking about also the external environment that can pressure and create additional desires, which can give us the ability to overcome our current state, to come into connection with the Creator. How is it possible to come into that connection with the Creator? Dr. Leitman, I cannot give an answer to such a question because the feeling is it's completely subjective. You could be a great, huge Kabbalist or a simple person. So how could I explain to you what to do in such a state and how to dismantle and identify the state? Rabash, for instance, had tragedies in the family. His daughter died and her husband also died, and they had two children, and they had many problems in the 1950s in Israel. Simeon, don't speak about Bala Sulam even. Dr. Leitman, you're right, Bala Sulam.
вечером, прежде чем идти спать, маленькая, там, 6 лет.
He would tell his six-year-old daughter before going to sleep, she would come to him and say, I'm hungry. And he would say, what do you want to eat? There's nothing in the house. And in the house there was nothing at all. And she would say, something I want to eat. And then he would just say, it's preferable just to go to sleep. You understand what a person goes through in his heart when he needs to answer his daughter in such a way? And in parallel, he's a great Kabbalist. So it's impossible to answer in a direct way such a question. Almaty. Hello, Rav. I have a question. Am I capable of returning to my imaginary past in order to correct my present? Dr. Leitman, it's forbidden to return to the past. Whether or not you know how to do that, it's forbidden to return to your past. You only need to long for the future. Only in that way. You need to remember that. And in no way possible, let's say one day you have such a possibility, don't return to the past. Moscow. Hello. Question. Why, in order to plan my future well, I don't need to learn wisdoms like astrology, the influence of the moon on the earth, and all kinds of sciences like those? Dr. Leitman, in the wisdom of Kabbalah, they say that all these bodies do influence our lives. How? They themselves don't influence. They are, all in all, symbols of higher forces that are acting on us. There are higher forces that activate and move the motion of the planets, and they influence us. And then according to the movements of those, we think that it's the force of bestowal, a force of influence of the moon of us. No, it's the force influence of a higher force, which also influences on the moon. So through the wisdom of Kabbalah, we get an approach to the true higher forces, which really influence our destinies. And not bodies which lack soul, you could say. Therefore, it's considered as Kabbalists being above the fortunes and the angels. They are dealing with the upper force, and the upper force is what controls these earthly bodies, these celestial bodies. And that's why it's considered that those forces determine now our destiny. And we had that in the past with the Egyptians and their pyramids and their great priests, etc. Simeon, question. In directing my qualities, am I capable of controlling some images in reality according to some layer that I feel and relate that reality to myself? Dr. Leitman, that's correct. If I'm in a spiritual state, so then I can, meaning with a good intention, I can work with a combination of forces, different forces called 10 sfirot, where in the mutuality between them, they will create the future for me, meaning I will create the future. Therefore, the person is the center of reality. We can do that. Simeon, how can finding ourselves in the spiritual world, how does that influence the corporeal destiny of a person, of humanity? Dr. Leitman, it influences, but not in every way possible, and I'll explain why. You can influence, but other than you, there are another few billion people and all the rest in this reality and in all the worlds. So as much as you become involved there, you become involved in a very limited way in the destiny of that whole thing. You need to gather all the people together and then you will change everything. Boris, a question from Prague. Let's say that now it's correct to think that my future is not going to be so good. How do I work on that state, Dr. Leitman? If you will give yourself to the Creator, so then you will feel Him as wonderful, because you have who to live for, and then that future will stop disturbing you. And it's not closing your eyes. That is truly to be connected to the upper force of your destiny. Boris, a similar question. I feel that it's not worthwhile doing something in the present because it might bring some harm in the future, but I can't stop myself. What does a Kabbalist do in such a situation? How does he limit himself or stop himself? Dr. Leitman, a Kabbalist never stops himself. He does whatever he needs to do in order to direct himself and the whole world to correction. Simeon, question. How does the light solve and decide who is worthy of crossing the machsom, the barrier between our world and the spiritual world? Dr. Leitman, this force acts parallel, and according to our openness, transparency with the light, so we can enter its influence. And so try be as close as possible to the light in your qualities, and then you will really fly, travel to that wonderful state, that wonderful future. Boris, question. Can a Kabbalist, with the force of his masach, his screen, travel through the past, the present, the future, as if in a time machine? Dr. Leitman, traveling as if you're in the line of time is when you have a masach, a screen. But why? We can't enter egoistic calculations here. So what, I decide to do this because it's fun to fly? What's the deal here? The deal isn't with corporeal traveling. The deal here is with the force of overcoming. The force of coming closer to the force and quality of love and bestowal. To disseminate more, that's the flight here. It's very serious efforts. Questions from YouTube. Question from New Jersey. In what state are we in if we are sleeping? Dr. Leitman, in a beastly state and no other. Boris, when we reach the revelation of the feeling of the revelation of the Creator, will we still feel time? Dr. Leitman, all that depends on whether our correction will be general or whether it will still be particular. In the meantime, our correction is still particular. But if it's general, then we will stop feeling our universe, our world. As Baal HaSulam writes, our world will disappear. Simeon, question. Why do you always say that we need to attain there is none else besides Him? I don't understand why it's such a problem to understand that everything comes from above. Why is there is none else besides Him so special? Is it like some Kabbalistic mantra? Dr. Leitman, no, it's not a mantra, it's attainment, meaning it's a sensation where you are in a single force, the one and only force, where it controls everything and everyone. Simeon, and you feel it clearly, Dr. Leitman, in the clearest way possible. You cannot exit from that. That is the feeling that we need to exist in. That is the true feeling. That's the one force of nature. Even if you speak with physicists, they won't tell you it's not the case. They will tell you as if it seems that that's the way it is, but we just don't reveal it. Before you have announcements, Boris, next week I won't be here. Boris, right. We have prepared a recording of one of our best webinars. Announcements. We recommend for you all to register on Twitter, on Dr. Leitman's Twitter. There you will be able to see all the operative information. You can register to the newsletters. Many announcements that you can see under the video on YouTube. Dr. Leitman, what do I wish you all for this week? Look, you are in different levels of study. I don't know if you've heard the lessons of ours over the last week, over Passover. So I recommend, in any case, to listen to them. Listen to them. Whatever's clear is clear, whatever isn't clear isn't. But they're very advanced and they're very wide. They cover a lot. And any time that it's comfortable for you, listen to that. That'll help you a lot. And I will detach from you for now, and we'll meet next time. To your health, all the best.